We understand that you're going to close a Memorial Day.
No, there's no official timetable for when we're closing. They still haven't even chose an architect or architects to do the renovations. You know, so it is still up in the air. Like they're still discussing with what they want or who they want to do that.
Do we have a target date for that? Or
sometime later this year.
So it's really pretty loose.
It is very loose right now. We did talk to the staffs and told them that, you know, you're going to hear, you know, June, you're going to hear May.
Yeah.
There's no official timetable at this time. And until they get the person or the people they want to renovate the Whirlwoods Golf Clubs.
And you've been here since 91. Mm-hmm. Courses opened together in 93.
Correct. April 1st.
April 1st of 93. And what? There's a short course or a part three?
So that we
understand that.
So here at Whirlwoods currently we have a two championship golf courses, the Pine Barrens and Rolling Oaks. We have a 9-hole short course. And then we have three practice holes, a par 5, a par 4, and a par 3. A 2-acre putting green, we call it the putting course, and a 22-acre driving range, which is 360 degrees.
We're seeing all this. We're going to have to spend the night.
You have to spend the night. So I know that, you know, we have talked about they're going to come in here and they're not going to redesign Pine Barrens and Rolling Oaks per se. They're coming in and fixing it up, bringing it back to its luster. There might be some modifications here and there, but the bones are great. And every architect that's been out here that we've talked to, the bones are there. You know, you don't find them. So it is pretty fun. So they're going to work on the short course and the driving range, update those. You know, state of the art driving range, the putting course will be updated. So those are the things. Then a new clubhouse will come in, and then some on-site accommodations.
Those are a done deal, and you pretty much.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds like from what we've heard, all the major names in golf course architecture have been out for a look to get boots on the ground and take a look at what the possibilities are here.
Right. Everybody, I mean, give or take, but the majority of the main architects in today's golf is, you know, been out and taken a look at that. Yeah.
So the timetable that came out publicly, I think, from the press release of the facility closing about June 1st could still be a little loose, and it sounded like they were trying to announce architects right around the last few days of March, and it sounds like that could be a little loose too.
I don't think they've really, I think they want to see what it is. You know, we really haven't discussed that yet, but I think they want to get a feel of what they're seeing. So if it matches up with what they're wanting. You know, so I mean, I can't answer that for Cabot, but yeah, they're doing their due diligence. They believe this place could be phenomenal, and we believe it too.
Yeah. I was going to say, Rick, as someone who's been here for a long time, how exciting is this? Because it sounds like this property is ready to go to a next level that I'm sure you and your staff maybe were hoping to see some years ago.
Yeah. I mean, in the original plans that this was going to be destination golf, Mr. Inouye, the previous owner, really wanted this to be destination golf, bringing everybody in from all over the world, really Japanese come over here. That he's going to build 7 golf courses, build this beautiful hotel, and bring Japanese junior golf professionals over here to train. And then, you know, economy and things happen, and nothing really was able to be fulfilled. And I believe that with Cabot coming in here, I think that this is going to be as good as what Mr. Inouye dreamed, if not better.
Mm-hmm. Chicago question.
Okay.
What role is Mike Kaiser going to play around here?
Mike Kaiser is a friend of Cabot. I don't know how that all works, but I've gotten the pleasure of meeting Mr. Kaiser, and he's a phenomenal man. Mm-hmm. And Ben and Mike, or Mr. Kaiser, are just great friends, and they talk about it. Ben talks about, you know, Mr. Kaiser being his mentor. I don't know what kind of involvement. I know that Cabot Golf is they run, operate, and build luxury resorts and communities. So,
I mean, it's not, is it a done deal, a deal, and but be involved somewhere, do you think? Or am I trying to put you on the spot? I'm trying to get a little, yes, I am, actually. But
I can't answer, yeah. I can't answer that question. You have to talk to
the two parties.
The two, yeah, but I know that he is very good friends with Mr. Kaiser, and they talk all the time.
When you look at Pine Barrens, there's people that have said the course was supposed to be the public man's Pine Valley. Of course, there's some places you're out there, it almost looks like Pinehurst. As somebody who's been here for a long time, do you see Pine Valley or Pinehurst when you look at that golf course?
I see. I've never really got to see Pine Valley up close and personal, but I do see a lot of Pine Valley in there. It just, to me, Pinehurst is a lot more vegetation, and here you have your waste areas where you really have to hit it in certain spots and to be able to score here. So I would say that I would favor the Pine Valley side.
Do you see this? You said lodging is going to be part of the new thing here. I don't know if you consider, does this make it a destination, or do you consider yourself a destination now, or is this taking you to a new level of destination?
I think it's going to take us to a new level destination. You know, again, I think that when Warwick's opened, everybody wanted to come and play.
Yeah.
I mean, it was packed and everything. And then, you know, the PGA Merchandise Show, everybody was just traveling in all over. And we still get tons and tons of people from all over the world coming here and playing.
But you definitely are destination
We're just going to be the destination where you come. You're going to spend your 3 days, 4 days, your week here playing golf. You're going to bring your buddies. You're going to bring your families. And there's going to be so much stuff here. It's going to be phenomenal.
And a
short course. Yep. A par three course. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where are the people coming in, the destination part, where have they been staying now?
Down in the Spring Hill or up in Crystal River or in Homosassa, more down in that Spring Hill area. We still get a lot of people that, you know, fly in and, you know, are playing in Orlando, will come over here for a day and then drive back.
Oh, okay.
Or into Tampa and stay there and then come up here, play for a day, play 36 holes and go back. Yeah, nothing just like where they're here. You know, don't get me wrong. We have a lot of golfers that play here, coming in on Friday, play 18 holes, 36 on Saturday, 18 on Sunday. Then they go. And they just get a place down on Route 50 in Brooksville or Spring Hill.
There was an announcement that this property wasn't the only property in the area that the DeWar Group purchased. There was two other golf courses.
Yeah, it was a part of the package that we had two semi-private golf clubs that were purchased, the Sugar Mill Woods Country Club and the Southern Woods Golf Club.
And as a result, it might be ahead of things here a little bit, but do you think that people will be able to come in and stay and not have just options to two courses here? They could be...
That question there, you probably need to talk to them a little bit more about. I know that the Sugar Mill Woods is inside of a community. It's very, the houses are really close and all that stuff. And it has its private membership. So they're not planning on being members here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a destination. So it doesn't really match up to what they have.
You're the spot. You're the destination.
Yeah, Warwoods will be the destination.
Part of the deal, but not.
Yeah,
not
so part of they're the, working. Part they're working on plans on that side. Yes.
Well, more often than not, where Mike Kaiser's involved, caddies are involved. Could you see a caddy program coming here and carts going away, or do you still think there'll be golf carts?
I think there will be a mixture of both. I think that part of the redesign will possibly be making it a little bit more user-friendly for walkers. But I think that because where we sit in Florida and how hot and how humid and the weather, I think that there might be a possibility of golf carts. We haven't really confirmed or denied that yet. So,
I think we sort of touched on this out there, but you've had some events here. I mean, some national events. Shell, was it? Shell?
We had Shell's Wonderful World of Golf, David Toms and Phil Mickelson.
And how far along was that?
It was early 2000.
Early 2000,
right. We used, in the 90s, we had first stage of Q School here. We had the senior tour final stage of Q School here. So we've had, you know, some national events here.
Has there been a twist up of any sort? I mean, what would be the biggest tournament play here? Do you have you been tested tournament-wise?
Well, the first stage of Q School, you got all those.
That's real test, yeah.
And they lit it up. And we've added, since then, we've added 300 yards. So we're about 7,300 yards from the tips right now.
You can play 7,300.
So we can play 7,300. So on both of the golf courses. So now it's a little bit more of a test.
So did those guys challenge your course record?
My course record? Yeah. They beat it pretty handedly.
Who's got the course record?
The Rolling Oaks, there is a gentleman that shot 60. Parred the first hole and birdied the next 11 holes in a row, and then birdied the 18th hole to shoot 60.
And he is?
His name is Jeff Leonard. He was on a mini tour, and we had a mini tour event out here at that time. Now he's in the PGA. He's a PGA member like I am, somewhere here in the Tampa area.
Okay.
I was keeping up with him because we've played in a lot of events together, yeah. But I haven't seen him in a couple years.
What about Barron's record?
They said Paul Azenier shot 63 out here. I watched someone at the New Yellow Tees. He's a Japanese pro that we had a little event out here just among us, like a bunch of guys. We had a guy shoot 63 from the Yellow Tees.
So 63 is pretty much the target number.
Right in that area, yep.
So finally, Rick, what excites you most about this whole thing? What do you want people to know about what you are to what you hope to be when the project is somewhat finished and you reopen for golf?
I think that this is the place to come and play golf. This is what we've always dreamed about, to where we want to have a great golf course, awesome facility, and the hospitality is where people will want to come back and play here every year. That is our main goal, is to create this beautiful environment to where people and the hospitality and customer service that you want to come back every year. You want to go ahead and book your tee time for next year because you had so much fun.